Do you want to be inspired by other brilliant business owners? Find out how and why they set their brilliant businesses up. Discover some of the triumphs and struggles they faced along the way. If so, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Brilliant Businesses Podcast. We interview business owners to find out their story and journey as to how they set their businesses up. We believe that story is an important way of making their businesses shine, and we share those stories on this podcast. Keep building those brilliant businesses.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Brilliant Businesses podcast. My name is Nick Bryant, and I'm very pleased to be back in the Logo Emporium today with Matt Savage. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
I'm all right. Good to see you. So just a little bit more background about the Logo Emporium. We mentioned this last time, but they're an embroidery and printing specialists, specializing in customizable clothing and promotional items. There's a few topics we want to run through today, but we're going to just start off, Matt, by if you could just give us a rundown on what you actually do here.
Yeah, so we help businesses create that perfect first impression, really, whether it's through their clothing or any promotional items they want, anything like that, because that first impression is really important.
Logos everywhere, that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you probably could have too much branding, but within reason, you can't have too much branding.
No, you can't, Which sort of leads us into a bit of a conversation on the importance of branded workwear and the theories behind it, the marketing theories behind it. Give us a bit of an outline on that.
Yeah, so a lot of people, like we discussed before, overlook branded workwear, but it's massively important. It's almost as important as if, you know, you've got your van sign written or your sign on your shop front, that sort of thing, because it's part of your identity, whether it's keeping relationships with current customers that like seeing that, or you think about, you know, how much potential there is to win new customers. I always say to people that, you know, when you're filling up in the petrol station, you're standing in the queue with five other people. There's five other people there that might need your service or things like that. So there's all sorts of things that, you know, and that's what we try and do essentially, is be one of the spokes on a sales system for a customer to help them win more business.
Yeah. And there's other sort of opportunities that are different. I'm going to talk about exhibitions, for instance. You know, you're walking around an exhibition without your branded clothing on. I mean, that's just a wasted opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a wasted opportunity, and it makes no sense at all. You know, people that wear their own wardrobe clothes, you've got no branding on them, but you think, you know, you're wearing your clothes, whereas workwear, you're wearing them day in, day out. And, you know, think of the tax relief benefits you get on it as well. And like you said, there's all sorts of theories that a branded, you know, clothing, a uniform, once you've got a team of people, it boosts morale, it boosts team ethic, efficiency, productivity.
Yeah.
You've got all that side of it. There's a chap called Albert Mayraban. I can't quite remember. I did an article on it, and he did a big theory and research into the fact that you judge something or somebody, 90% of that judgment is made up without actually speaking to them or hearing them speak. It's all on that visual cue of what they're wearing, what they look like, how they control their body. Without actually, it's 90% without actually hearing from somebody. Yeah. So you think what a branded uniform does to help, like a good 90%.
Good impression. Yeah, it's a big number. I remember a long time ago, I was working for a company, and I just started there, and a lot of people were walking around with their branded t-shirts and hoodies and jumpers, and I just started, and I hadn't got mine yet, and I didn't feel like I was in the gang or part of the team.
You're missing out.
And when that arrived, I put that on, and I thought, right, I'm working for this company now. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, that's it. It's massive. Even people that say, "Oh, we're just an office based company. We're not customer facing or anything."
Yeah,
like you say, that team, what it does for those people. When we had a couple of years ago, we had I think their insurance broker company type thing, so they just sat in the office, took calls, took emails, nobody actually come and really saw them, but they got some fleeces, just a batch of fleeces for the team, and like I said, they all loved them. People, we love them, we need more and stuff like that. So it's really surprising what it does Yeah. Not only just to your customers, but to the team and
the morale, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And the loyalty probably, because I think also my son works at a company that they have their logos on. He comes home from work and at the weekends he might pop it on because he's just comfortable because he wears it at work. Yeah. So there's all that too, which is extra branding, isn't it?
For the company? That's it. There's a bit of the faux pas we say in our industry where people will have their hoodies, their sweatshirts all logoed up and then they'll put on their, let's say, North Face, other brands are available, jacket that's got no logos on.
Yeah.
So they just cover it all up. So that often what happens in the winter. So we try to say to people, you know, just think about if you're going to be outside, you want a jacket.
Yes. Yeah, I saw someone with some of your work the other day that had a gilet, branded gilet, which is great, you know, because you, like you say, that is an overgarment. And if you've got branding underneath it, then why not have it on the top?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really good.
Exactly. Right.
Let's also talk about, you were telling me earlier about your computer system, which is automated, and you've got a really cool pipeline in there that you don't think anyone else that uses.
No, I mean, I'm a bit of a process systems geek, so I'm always trying to tweak things and improve things. But what we have is we've got a pipeline, so all of our jobs are in there and we progress them through the stages. But the idea is that they're linked to the customer's email as well. So as perhaps say someone picks up a job to do the embroidery part of it, as soon as they progress that in that pipeline, that'll trigger an email to the customer that will then say your items are on the machine or they're being printed. And then at the other end of that, it automatically triggers. So the moment that job is finished and completed and moved in the pipeline, it'll say to the customer, your stuff's ready to collect.
Yeah.
So it could be that, you know, they're passing anyway and they get this email so they can pick it up almost instantly. Or if we're sending it, it'll tell the customer it's going to be sent soon, and then they get all the courier updates and things like that. But as far as I'm aware, I don't think anybody else in the industry does that.
That's really cool. It's important to keep people informed on all the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so many businesses are doing that now. Bigger businesses, not like Domino's, for instance. You order pizza, it tells you when it's gone in the oven, when that's going to be out on the bike.
Where I got the idea from.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Like, I thought it was a good idea. Like I say, it manages people's expectations, and you know, we're really committed to giving a service to our customer.
Mm.
And if it meant that we just had to spend some time building that in to our system, then it works really well. So really proud of that.
So that sort of leads on to building relationships and trust with your clients. This is Grace.
Grace
just walked in. And the dogs came in as well.
Spud, look.
Oh, look. Oh,
there's little Spud.
And there's Spud.
Spud, our guard dog.
Yeah. This is his bed down here.
Yeah, that's his bed there.
I had to put it up there because we were filming.
He wanted you to come here because that's where his treats are kept there. So that's where he's going to now post himself.
Okay. All right. That's all right. We'll carry on. Yeah, so building trust with your customers and building those relationships, which sort of makes you want to be a more trusted supplier to your companies that you work with. And I like it when companies refer to you as like their third arm or to the business.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we try to be more than just any supplier to a customer. We want to be their most trusted supplier to the point where they can come to us, and even if it's something that they know we don't do, they'll go, oh, you don't know anybody that does this, do you? Just because they trust us that much that they want us to act as a bit of a signpost for them, just to say, you know, yeah, speak to these people. And that's where, you know, we ultimately want to sit. We want to be the most trusted supplier they have, to the point where perhaps they see us as a partner or something like that, you know, someone they can rely on for pretty much anything.
Yeah, because you probably deal with lots of different businesses in lots of different industries. They know they can call upon you to say, "Do you know anyone that does this or does that?" Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's it. And even when
you're networking as well.
You know, because I say we do have such a scope and a spectrum of people that we deal with that we know people that we can trust. And it's nice when customers come to us. They obviously do trust us when they say that. And it's nice. And we say to people, you know, if there's anything you need help with and we can't do it, we'll always be able to find somebody or point in the direction that somebody we know. You know, it saves people trawling through.
Oh, it does.
I was going to say Yellow Pages, that's a bit old school, isn't it? Google or Check the Trade or something like that.
Oh, and there's also that no trust and like, isn't there? That thing which people will trust you to give them that information.
Yeah, exactly that.
Grace just walked in. I don't think last time we spoke about the team or the guys you there's two or three people that work here.
Grace is the newest member, slotted in really well. She's had previous experiences of using our embroidery machines.
Okay.
Sorry, aren't the broader means we use.
Yeah.
Similar experience to using other ones for other people. So she hit the ground running. So Grace tends to mainly do a lot of the embroidery. She can do print as well. Likewise, James mainly does the print, but can do embroidery. And that's where we try and work so that if someone's off ill or something like that, we can do it all between us. It's not, you know, if Grace is off ill, the embroidery stops because nobody else knows how to do it. Likewise, so we're kind of cross-trained with a lot of stuff.
That's good.
And the principle is the same, you know, the same positions, the same theories of where logo should go.
Yeah,
it's just the actual technique of getting them on the machine.
Yeah,
the skill, get them on the machine like that. But yeah, no, we're a small team, but we churn out a lot of work. Yeah, a lot of stuff for people. And again, it comes back to that pipeline being really efficient.
Yeah,
and it's amazing. Actually, how quickly we
Getting it moving fast so they get their because people want it yesterday. Or usually, they do. Don't they?
Yeah, that's it. People want it quick. Yeah. And we don't, you know, when we say we get stuff out the door quickly to people, it's not rushed, let's say. You know, it's still everything's done properly
of
and
course.
Well.
Yeah.
But it's just that ability to really react quick. And because we are a small team, we can react to things. Like say, people got a deadline or... Typically, they've forgotten to place the order and they need it in 3 days' time or something like that.
Yeah.
We can do it for them.
I was just thinking back when we were talking about how the importance of branded workwear, and I'm standing here with a black jumper on and branding on me. But I've got it here.
That's where it's important. But again, it's all relative, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, perhaps you'd have a jacket or something from when you are walking about or something like that. It's like, when, you know, you wouldn't expect a solicitor to have branded hoodies and, you know, T-shirts and polo shirts.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we do. People, we help them realise actually what they need.
Yes.
Because you've got such a breadth, and obviously you range from budget items, mid-range to premium stuff.
Yeah.
Perhaps a solicitor might want, or yourself might want, a premium jacket because they offer that high-end, big-ticket service.
Yeah.
Whereas perhaps someone like a roofer, where they're very hands-on and, you know, their clothing does take a battery and they don't want to spend much more than the sort of the budget value stuff because in one day they could catch on a loose bit of scaffolding or, you know, a bit of timber or something like that. So that's often what we do. We help people kind of work out what they need, really.
Yeah,
what
they
want or need.
Yeah. And what time and what place they should be wearing it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you say, for a solicitor, they don't want to be walking around court with their branded jacket on or whatever.
No, it's all about relative and, you know, what's expected in that environment or that industry.
Yeah.
So likewise, for people like electricians or plumbers, there's a certain brand that we point people to if they are, that's slightly longer in the body.
Okay.
So that if they're bending over or they're under somebody's sink, they're not flashing their pants to the customer. People don't realise that.
That's such a something that I'm sure gets overlooked completely. Yeah.
Yeah. But say we know a brand that specifically does a longer body.
Right. Okay.
To help with that sort of
thing. Yeah. And working outdoors as well, if it gets cold and you're doing that, and it's getting cold. So I guess that's an important part of it as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Matt. That's great. Another little bit of info about what you do and a bit of insight here. If anyone wants any sort of advice on what to wear and when to wear it, as well as ordering, you know, embroidered clothing, then you can get in touch with Matt anytime.
Anytime.
On the website. Yeah, good. Okay, well, let's wrap it up there. Thanks again, Matt. Good to see you again.
Brilliant.
And we'll see you all for another podcast soon. Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.